is the KNX Business Hour with Frank Motek on KNX 1070 News Radio.
KNX Business Hour continues. Tis the season for dining out. And joining us now, Sophie Gaillot, internationally known restaurant critic from Gaillot.com, just back from Paris. Sophie, thanks very much for joining us here on the KNX Business Hour. And I know you spanned the globe and had the chance to sample some of the places that opened recently here in Southern California. Welcome and give us your impressions.
The very exciting new place is the restaurant at the Hotel SLS at Beverly Hills, the place called The Bazaar. It's actually a bazaar because there's three restaurants within one place. And there's a very funky gift store of the hotel. The hotel was designed by French designer Philippe Starck. So if you want to count the number of different chairs they have in the hotel, there's 177 style of chairs that are different. Tables and silverware, and then the food is very different from what you usually have. It's from Chef José Andrés, who's from Spain. He's based in Washington, D.C., and you'll not find that food anywhere else but in his restaurant.
What else have you been impressed with lately?
I've been impressed lately by the also new hotel open in Beverly Hills, the Montage. There's a fine dining restaurant on the mezzanine called Muse with Chef John Cuevas, and it is a very upscale fine dining.
Couple of new hotels on the scene in the Beverly Hills area. What other restaurants are getting attention these days?
Would be Jelena in Venice. Also 14 in West Hollywood area, corner of Crescent Heights and Sunset. Animal on Fairfax, which is very cute. And then Besso still getting attention. And we love this sushi place, Amasaku, which is the offshoot of Amasaku on Santa Monica. This one is on Melrose, and it is some of the best sushi in town you can get.
All right, Sophie Gaillot, and I know you've posted a new list on your website, and we'll post a link to on our website to yours at KNX1070.com. Restaurant critic Sophie Gaillot, thanks very much for stopping by and speaking with us here on the KNX Business Hour. KNX News.